Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. I call you precious. You are listening to Christian Radio about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims and with all people. And I am excited that God is using this program to help many Christians help their Muslim acquaintances and friends and family enjoy God's love and salvation. My friend, the most important fact we want to share with Muslims, Jesus Christ is a divine person who has a human nature in addition to his divine nature, which he has always had. Interestingly, there are so many evidence I mentioned in my previous radio programs, and it is in my book, and I will mention some of them again. So many evidence that proves this fact. Interestingly, even according to Muslim theologians, including one of the closest companion to Muhammad. You know, Muhammad is who Muslims view as their prophet. Abdullah ibn Abbas, one of the closest companion to Muhammad, said the appropriate response to Jesus as the word of God is to bow down to him. The important thing here is, it is true that Jesus is worthy to receive worship. We have many, many examples in the gospel. Oh, let me give you a few of them. Jesus was worshipped by a leper that he cleansed. We read that in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 2. Jesus' disciple Matthew recorded also in chapter 14, when Jesus walked on water and the wind ceased, the disciples worshipped Jesus, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Matthew 14. Also, Jesus' disciple Mark recorded in the Gospel, chapter 7, that a woman fell at Jesus' feet and asked Jesus to cast the unclean spirit out of her daughter. And of course, Jesus did. By the way, Jesus is the only person who can protect you and your family from Satan and the attacks of his demons. This is very important for our Muslim friends to know. Nothing they can do that will protect them from the attack of Satan except Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the only person who defeated Satan. As we mentioned before and as we will mention again, Jesus' disciple John recorded in chapter 9 that after Jesus opened the eyes of the man born blind, the man said to Jesus, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped Jesus. John chapter 9. Throughout the gospel, Jesus received worship so many times. Note that in all of the instances when Jesus was worshiped, he never refused worship. Not once did Jesus rebuke those who worshiped him, although Jesus thought that God was the only one to be worshipped. Jesus permitted people to worship him. Share with your Muslim friend, we followers of Jesus Christ do not worship Jesus instead of God. We know and believe from the facts that God gave us that Jesus Christ is fully divine. When we worship Jesus Christ, we are worshiping the one and the undivided essence of God. One of my Muslim friends told me, actually, many times Muslims will tell me, "Sammy, Jesus never said, 'I am God, worship me.'" Part of my answer was, the important thing is not whether Jesus made this particular statement or not, but did he give us enough evidence to conclude that he is God manifested in human flesh? Did he? Certainly he did. Certainly he did. Just examine the facts. Today, I am so glad because God answered my prayers to open the door for me to use radio to share about Jesus. So many of my Muslim friends will receive these facts from my Christian audience. I pray and hope many Muslims are listening. If not, share with them all the facts I shared with you in these programs about Jesus Christ, because it proves that Jesus Christ is a divine person who has a human nature in addition to his divine nature, which he has always had. For example, after Jesus appeared to Thomas, one of his disciples, and gave him proof of his resurrection and triumph over death, Thomas said to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Jesus did not rebuke Thomas, but commended him. Read John chapter 20. My friend, Jesus' real identity is established by the unique features of his life, his actions, his miracles, his words, even many of the facts about him that is recorded in the Quran, like his sinless life. He lived a life without committing one single sin. Who can do that except God? Jesus promised, "For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them." You can read that in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Share with your Muslim friend that Christians, we, followers of Jesus Christ, believe in one God, eternally existing as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We know from the Gospel that while the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit perform unique functions and have different roles, all three persons of the Godhead are equal. The Gospel declares that Jesus Christ is God the Son, the second person of the triune God. And of course, the word person has a different meaning from the normal use of this word. We read in the Gospel, "For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body." You can read that in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. People violate God's law, my friend, including you and me. God has a just reason to be offended, because our violations and our disobedience hurt people. God cannot and will not close his eyes and treat us as we didn't do anything wrong, because he loves people, and our wrong words and actions hurted people, including us. God loves the people he created, and God sent Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for everything wrong you and I did and will ever do. And all you need to do, my friend, is to realize your imperfections. You sinned against God and against people, and you need to take a step of faith and believe that Jesus Christ paid the penalty for all your sins. And because he is divine, he is God made manifest in the flesh, his death and resurrection was sufficient to pay the penalty for all your sins. Please repeat this prayer after me from all your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for sending Jesus to pay the penalty for my sins. God, I repent. I don't want to continue to disobey you and ignore you and ignore my conscience. God, I want to live according to your will. And I believe today in Jesus that he is my only savior from paying the penalty for my sins. Forgive me, God. Help me to experience your wonderful plan for my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, send you a free book as a gift, and welcome you in the family of God.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.